If you were able to get a look at the University of Iowa in Iowa City over the weekend, you would see something like this. 16 buildings were flooded, including the Museum of Art, the Theater and Music Buildings, the Campus Chapel, the Student Union, two research labs, and several residence halls. Other buildings were locked down without power or sandbagged against possible flooding. The Iowa River cuts through the heart of the university. Severe rainstorms over the past week swelled that river to a new record, and yesterday the river finally stabilized at 31.5 feet, which is still 9 feet above the flood stage. NPR's Martin Costi has this report from Iowa City.
Gasoline-powered pumps are running night and day on the University of Iowa campus. Late last night, university maintenance employee Dwight Moss was manning one of them near the steam power plant. He says the plant has already been flooded, but the fight now is to keep that water from spreading.
We're keeping the water out of the steam tunnels to prevent water from entering other buildings.
Because it would just
on campus, correct. They're all connected.
So this would be the steam tunnels would be sort of the weak spot for the whole campus because the water would just come in through the steam tunnels.
Correct.
Got it. So what's the status right now in those steam tunnels?
We're keeping up. We're actually gaining ground. We've gained a couple inches since we came on at 6 o'clock.
The people of Iowa City are starting to let themselves hope that they've held back the worst of the flooding. Still, this is a river they don't recognize anymore. This usually placid Midwestern river has developed churning rapids. Of the 5 bridges in town, only 2 are open, including this one, the Burlington Street Bridge. But it's just barely open. The white water is just inches below the metal deck. National Guard Sergeant Ben Burns says, so far, so good.
I know that there's bridge inspectors out here all the time checking it out, and they have it open right now.
There's an 8:30 p.m. curfew in areas affected by the flooding here, but that doesn't stop some locals from coming down to the bridge to gawk at the white water lit up by a nearly full moon.
Wow. It's definitely scary. Like, seriously, like, this is like, we're like waves in a river.
Alicia Rose now and Danielle Geiger from the nearby town of Lone Tree have come down for a look. They say Iowa is living its own version of Hurricane Katrina. Their neighborhood has not been flooded, but they've suddenly found that they can't really travel around their state very easily anymore.
We're kind of stranded there, really, because, I mean, all roads leading, you know, out of there are basically closed. And now that the one that they do have open, you know, you're having to drive how many miles out of your way, you know, to get to your destination.
The peak water levels are now moving downriver. But the people in this part of Iowa remain focused on keeping up their sandbag defenses against the still high waters. But they've also started thinking about the damage they'll find when the waters finally recede. The governor's office has estimated that 36,000 people have been forced out of their homes by these floods, most of those in the Cedar Rapids area. And then there's the mess to clean up in flooded fields and roadways, and of course, the as-of-yet unknown damage to bridges like this one, which have never been immersed in water this deep. Martin Costi, NPR News, Iowa City.
And as we heard, Cedar Rapids has been hit hard by floods. More than 1,000 city blocks have been submerged. Tracy Keast, a spokeswoman for the Red Cross, says the destruction is far from over.
It's not ending. It's just continuing. It's getting bigger. And it's devastating for Iowans to deal with this.
Now, the water may be beginning to recede, but residents have only begun to get a first look at the damage inside their homes.